Putting cover crops to work on your farm. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss Dealer Network or call 844-OWN-USED. On the program at last week's Technology Days, Cameron Mills of Walton, Indiana talked about cover crops. Mills says when it comes to getting started with cover crops, you need to look at your entire program.
I got to start with their cash crop program and see how cover crops can fit in, whether they can seed it aerially, seed it with a drill. They have to really sit down and figure out what their strategy is going to be and what improvements they're trying to make on their farm so they can pick the right cover crop that will fit them and then move forward.
There are a lot of cover crops available. How do you decide what's going to work best?
Well, again, there are certain cover crops that are going to do really well that overwinter very well. There are some cover crops that winter kill out very well. And again, it depends on what the personal needs of each individual operation is. So, you know, my personal opinion is I like things that overwinter.
If there is one mistake that someone would make with cover crops first time out, what would that mistake be?
First time out, I guess I would not say what the biggest mistake would be, but the best thing to do would be to find somebody that's using cover crops in their immediate area. Find somebody that is currently doing it and try to shadow them as far as pick their brain, read some magazines, look on the internet. But the biggest thing is find somebody that's using cover crops and ask them how to get over those first year challenges.
Are we at the optimum time for cover crops right here, latter part of August?
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, right now, I explained earlier, the last 2 days our planes have been flying. We're flying cover crops on now. Next week, we're going to start seeding with our high boy seeder. And, we're trying to get all of our work done before we ever get into harvest. Depending on the fall, you can drill things, of course, too, but we want to make sure we do that earlier part of harvest.
So how late can we go?
Cereal rye can go into November in this region, and still be successful. Radishes, you go mid-September, you go much past that, we're probably asking for trouble. So it really depends on the cover crop species, how they're being seeded, and the crop that you're seeding them into.
So what's the seed availability look like here this fall?
Well, right now, the demand has been really high. A lot of guys are very interested in putting cover crops on and getting things lined up. Right now, things look good. I'd say in a couple weeks, things are going to be definitely a lot tighter.
Cameron Mills. I'm Dave Russell. Brownfield.